This is the sermon, Everybody Has Standards, preached by Jeff Owens. He reads from 1 Kings chapter 22.
Yeah, I'm going to read a few verses to you from the book of 1 Kings chapter 22. The Bible says, "And it came to pass in the third year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel. The king of Israel said unto his servants, Know ye that Ramoth in Gilead is ours, and we be still, and take it not out of the hand of the king of Syria. And he said unto Jehoshaphat, Wilt thou go with me to battle to Ramoth Gilead? And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, I am as thou art, my people as thy people, my horses as thy horses. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, Inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today, that the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, and about 400 men, and said unto them, Shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, Go up, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And Jehoshaphat said, Is there not a prophet of the Lord beside, that we might inquire of him? And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, There is yet one man, Micaiah, the son of Imla, by whom we may inquire of the Lord. But I hate him, for he doth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, Let not the king say so."
This is the same text that he uses for the Young Fundamentalist sermon, or it's part of the text anyway. And he mentions the Young Fundamentalist sermon. He asks how many heard the message, Young Fundamentalist. He cites preaching that men should not hug women they are not married to, pastors should not hug girls in the youth department, and he says, and I quote, that either turns you on or you're a fag. He talks about amusement parks being bad, the nudity in rock music. He says that after his sermon at the previous youth conference, the Young Fundamentalist sermon, that people came to complain to him, and he let them like it or lump it. He accounts that the next August he went to a southern city to preach at a camp. He says the pastor in charge of the camp greeted him very warmly and said several times he was glad Owens was there and that he loved him. Then finally, the pastor admitted he was the only person there that wanted Owens there. He told Owens the story about when Owens said the pastors who hugged the kids would either be turned on by or they were fags, had taken them aback because their youth pastor up until that point had hugged the kids a lot. And he admitted that at that very youth conference, he'd spent one morning taking the kids to an amusement park, and they got back just in time to hear Owens make the claim that people shouldn't go to amusement parks. So he said that the kids were unhappy with Owens and didn't want him at their camp. The kids withdrew from the camp when they found out Owens was coming. Well, this story by Jeff Owens just goes on and on and on and on. It's more self-serving Owens drivel. I tried to document it idea by idea, but it's just too tedious. Because when I document things that way, I have to go back and listen again, and believe me, this was not worth it, so I didn't do it. The long and short of it is that the kids hated Jeff Owens and did everything they could to ignore him. So after trying to be nice for several days, he got back at them by preaching for a very, very long time and then giving a very, very long invitation. The story ends in a very self-serving way with a kid going up and telling Jeff Owens he wants to be just like Jeff Owens, and then, of course, the vast majority of all the kids come forward. The best part about that story is that it takes over 16 minutes to tell, so there's only 20 minutes left of the sermon, and that's a relief. At 16 minutes, 6 seconds, he makes the decree that everybody has standards. I wonder how he's going to match this to 1 Kings chapter 22, since Jehoshaphat's dress code and music code are never referenced in this story of him and evil King Ahab. The story is about far more important things, including the true standard of revering God and the tenderness and terror God uses to call back his own. But Owens, instead of resorting to the text at all, jumps to hair. He talks about the marble top haircut and the rake and the spike. Then he talks about people painting their hair all different colors. He says that all of these are standards. He talks about what he calls the transvestite haircut, and I don't know what that is, and the tail. Oh my gosh, I think, who cares? It's only hair. Then he goes on to shoes. He talks about the style of shoes with no shoelaces, then blue suede shoes, then army boots. He's equating all styles with, quote, the world standards. And even talks about white patent leather shoes that men used to wear, although he doesn't seem to think those are sinful. He switches over to men's trousers, bell bottoms, peg legs, then oversized, then backwards. He says something about fags in there. I glance at my watch, 20 minutes past. 16 minutes to go. He's on to patches on pants and then faded blue jeans. He refers to baggy pants and hip-hops. He says they are all standards.
They've got baggy pants and hip-hops and bibbed overalls. What are all of these? They're standards. They're just standards.
Well, they're not standards. They're styles. Then he gets on to dresses, the mini skirt, the maxi skirt, the wrinkled look, the oversized dresses, form-fitting dresses, slit dresses. He says they are all standards.
That's a form-fitting dress. What are those? Those are dress standards. That's all they are.
But they're not standards. They're styles. He moves on to jewelry, earrings, multiple earrings in one ear, boys wearing earrings, women getting their noses pierced. He says they are all standards, but they are not standards. He says, hey, don't tell me people don't want absolutes.
Hey, don't tell me people don't want standards. Don't tell me people don't want absolutes.
But these are not absolutes. These are styles. They're fads. Owens has already acknowledged that these styles shift and change. There's absolutely nothing absolute about them, and nobody expects them to be absolute. There is more to say about this sermon, but we're out of time, so we'll have to save the rest for a later program.